When you were catching, did you do a little, lot of talking to the hitters?
No, you did a lot of chattering, but it was not to the hitter. It was the encouragement to the pitcher. And then, of course, as you progressed up through baseball, that more or less was. You did that a lot in high school, probably, as far as chattering. But I never bothered the hitter. And but you know, you always, I can remember, you know, yelling to the pitcher, put it in the air, make two, make them one, you can do it, and so forth. But as you got professional ball, you more or less paid attention to where the fielders were playing, or alerting the pitcher what you want him to throw, or game situations, you know, it could be a bunt situation, make sure you jump off the mound or cover first if it gets this way. That's what more so-called, I guess, fundamentals, where a pitcher gets so wrapped up in pitching that, and people don't understand that. He's concentrating. I think pitching is one of the toughest positions to play in any sport. And so he has a lot on his mind. And if you can remind him to do these little things in a way that doesn't disturb his thinking on how he's going to pitch to the hitter. After all, my thinking is get the hitter out. Try to concentrate on the hitter. If you get the hitter out, you don't have to worry so much about the runners.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so that's where... I learned that quickly in the minor leagues, and I think that's one of the things they liked.
You mentioned that Dale Mitchell was helping you with your hitting, and then later on after you quit playing, you were coaching. But when you were playing, what kind of instruction did you get from the either from the manager or from the coaches, or were you basically on your own as far as how to try to improve?
Well, I had people encourage me a lot and make a suggestion here and there. Cleveland... At one time, when we went to the Mass spring training, where all the minor league teams were training at one area, they brought in a lot of known ball players, former ball players, like Tris Speaker was there, and Muddy Rule, who made some suggestions about catching that I liked. I liked him very much. Of course, we had Joe Bosme. He made a suggestion to help me, and Sewell. I know the
Luke.
Well,
or Joe.
Joe Sewell. Luke was a catcher, so they brought in Joe Sewell as a hitter and infielder. They tried in Greenberg, Hank Greenberg. You know, they made suggestions, but. For some reason, no one said much about the swing. So that's what alerted me to it, is how you swing. You know, Al Rosen, I always point this out to youngsters. I can remember this. Al Rosen came up in the major leagues. I forget what year. It's either 50 or 51. Al Rosen hit. He was a good minor league hitter. Al Rosen hit 37 home runs, I believe, his first year, which